Literature, page 125. Read the story, then do the exercises below.
Telling Stories by Maeve Binchy. On the evening before her wedding day, Irene heard the doorbell ring. She was surprised to hear Andrew's voice. Wasn't he supposed to be at home with his family? Rosemary, her sister, waved him up the stairs, saying, "She's been busy in front of the mirror for hours." She heard Andrew say, "Oh, God," in a funny, choked sort of voice, and she knew something was very wrong. As he came into her room, his face was white and his hands shook and trembled. What awful thing was he about to tell her? The words came eventually. It wasn't that there was anyone else. Oh, no. And it wasn't even as if he had stopped loving her. But he had thought about it very seriously, and the truth was that he wasn't ready. In his heart, he didn't feel certain enough that this was the right thing for either of them. She just sat on her little bedroom stool. There were no tears, no tantrums, no words. "Oh, Irene, say something for God's sake. Tell me how much you hate me," he begged. She spoke calmly. "But of course I don't hate you," she said. "I love you. I always will." Andrew started again. He would take it upon himself to explain to everyone. He would tell her parents now. He would explain everything to the guests. He would try to compensate her family for all the expense they had gone to. Irene was perfectly silent. "So, what will we do? First, I mean, tell our parents, I suppose, that we've changed our minds." "That you've changed your mind," Irene said. "You see, I don't think we are doing the wrong thing by getting married. And as I'm the one who will be the most hurt, let me handle it my way." "Of course, Irene, that's why I'm here, whatever you say." "I say that we shouldn't tell anyone anything, not tonight." He handed their future into her hands. "Just let me know what you want and I'll do it." "Let me be the one not to turn up," she said. "That way at least I get out of it with some dignity. At the church, everyone must believe that you are waiting for me." "But your father and mother, is it fair to leave it to the last minute?" "They prefer to think that I let you down. Who wants a daughter who has been abandoned by the groom? But the plan will only succeed if no one knows our secret." Andrew stood by the altar, his stomach like lead. "It's only natural for you to be nervous," said Martin, the best man. Andrew felt ashamed as never before, allowing all these 300 people to come to a ceremony that would not take place. He looked fearfully at the priest. It took some seconds for him to realise that everyone had risen to their feet and that the organist had begun playing "Here Comes the Bride." He turned and saw Irene, perfectly at ease on her father's arm, smiling to the left and smiling to the right. With his mouth wide open and his face whiter than the dress she wore, he looked into her eyes. He felt Martin's fingers in his ribs, and he stepped forward to stand beside her. Irene never told that story to anyone, and in all the years that followed, it had been so obvious that she had made the right decision, run the right risk, and realised that their marriage was the right thing. There was no point in talking about it at all.